Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. We'll start with a question. Are you storing your fruits and veggies properly? It turns out many people aren't, and that's why they go bad so quickly. Well, good news. I have some tips for you that'll really help your produce last longer. First, always keep fruits and vegetables separate. They don't play around. The gas from the fruits will make the vegetables spoil faster. Second, vegetables need to breathe, so make sure you poke holes in the plastic bags you store them in. Without air, they spoil faster. Third, wait to wash your produce until right before you're gonna eat it. Washing fruits and vegetables before you store them will make them spoil faster. And fourth, not everything likes to be cold. You shouldn't store cucumbers or berries or onions in the refrigerator. Anything below 50 degrees will make certain fruits and veggies spoil faster. After all, produce is too expensive to let go to waste. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear keeping busy can be a good thing.
Well, Kristen, a new study finding that people who keep busy make healthier lifestyle choices, including sticking to a healthy diet, working out, even saving money. The co-author of the study thinks it has something to do with self-confidence. When we think we're busy, it makes us feel important and it boosts our self-esteem, which can then lead to making better health decisions. Well, it turns out even BPA-free plastic might be dangerous to reproductive health. That's the same scientist who discovered the hormone-disrupting and cancer-causing properties of BPA, prompting bans in some baby products, now saying the safer replacement, BPS, appears to have a similar effect on reproduction. It's supposed to be a more heat and chemical resistant product, thus less likely to break down. But researchers found that when chemical bonds were broken in the right way, it had negative effects on sperm and eggs in mice. Even more alarming, researchers found the negative effects were passed down to offspring. Well, check out these candy canes. They're actually mac and cheese flavored. They're sold by Archie McPhee, a Seattle-based store, and apparently they taste just like the comfort food, but that's not all. The company also has clamdy canes. Yes, clam flavored candy canes. They also sell pickle, bacon, even rotisserie chicken flavored candy canes, and that's what you need to know. But Kristen, I'm sorry, I just told you what you're getting for Christmas. So go ahead and let me know how they taste, because, you know, I haven't tried them yet. Back to you.
You know, I'll try it just for you. Thanks, Danielle. Well, it used to be believe only half of what you see and nothing that you hear. But with the rise of deepfakes, you may question it all. Popularized in 2016, deepfakes are video forgeries. They use AI tools to manipulate images and sound, synthesizing them to make subjects do or say things they really haven't. For fun, Reddit users place Nicolas Cage into films like Indiana Jones and Man of Steel. None of these videos of President Obama are real. They were created by the University of Washington. As the technology advances, lawmakers worry deepfakes can not only undermine public trust, but by manipulating leaders and journalists, they may threaten national security. So universities, tech startups, and the military are working on ways to detect the fakes, be that through blinking patterns, unrealistic skin tones, or shadows. Still, many fear by the time a solution is found, the AI will have found new ways around it. Okay, people often spend the holidays surrounded by friends and loved ones, but not everyone is so fortunate. Some people don't have anyone to celebrate with. But one community in the Philadelphia area is showing what the holidays are really all about. And Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us to tell us about it. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, his name is David Murray, and he has muscular dystrophy. Well, recently, his brother and sister who lived in the home with him, they died. So now he is alone. His neighbors learned about this. They not only have raised some money for him, but they're going to spend the holidays with him inside of his home.
It brings tears to the eyes, and it's not like sorrow. It's just, oh my God, they're helping me maintain my life.
One of his neighbors, probably his closest neighbor, is a woman by the name of Patricia Civil. She has organized the other people in the neighborhood to donate money for him, but also spend most of the holidays visiting off and on to his home. Oh, by the way, Merry Kristen. Merry Christmas to you.
That was a good one, and a Merry Christmas to you too. Thanks, Mike. Well, the world's largest indoor ski and snow resort is set to open in Shanghai, China. The resort, which will be almost 1 million square feet large, is being developed by the Dubai-based retail company Majid Al Futtaim. The company previously developed Ski Dubai, which was the Middle East's first indoor ski resort when it opened in 2005. At the time, it was the largest indoor ski resort in the world. The new resort, which will be called Winter Star Shanghai, will be more than three times the size of Ski Dubai. It'll feature three ski slopes of different gradients, including one that's Olympic standard for training. It'll also have 25 snow activities for non-skiers. Currently, the largest indoor ski park is also in China, the Harbin Wanda Indoor Ski and Winter Sports Resort. It opened in 2017 and is 869,000 square feet. The announcement comes at a time when the Chinese government is actively trying to increase participation in winter sports. The Winter Olympics will be hosted in Beijing in 2022. How about this story? Marijuana is a growing industry, and companies who make money from wine seem to be feeling the competition. The publisher of Wine Spectator magazine has sued the makers of a website and social media pages with the name Weed Spectator. The complaint alleges Weed Spectator could have confused consumers by coming up in internet search results. Weed Spectator is also accused of copying the 100-point scale used by the wine publication for scoring different releases. In addition to concerns about image, winemakers are already dealing with a shortage of workers. Unlike many vineyards, legalized marijuana farms offer a year-round growing season. And then there's the customers. As one wine blogger puts it, we are going to see a number of people who would normally reach for a glass of wine reach for cannabis instead. Experts say that legalized marijuana could be a real drag for winemakers. Did you know a three-day weekend may make you happier than a long vacation? People often want to escape for as long as possible, but that's not always the most relaxing thing to do. Experts say shorter vacations are better for your mental health because they're a lot less stressful to plan, and they're much less expensive. Plus, you're more likely to actually disconnect from emails and social media when you're on a short vacay. Putting down your phone for 3 days is way easier than putting it down for a week or two. So next time you're planning a trip, maybe don't cash in all those vacation days at once. Okay, forget a paper route or flipping burgers. Some teens are earning more money than ever without even leaving their rooms. It's all thanks to esports, online games that pit players or teams against each other in competition. The young industry, with its avid following, is worth upwards of $1.5 billion, with estimated revenue hitting $40 billion by 2025. One teen who plays under the name iFerg says he's made a comfortable living streaming videos of himself playing the game Rules of Survival to his 150,000 YouTube followers. Working just hours a day, iFerg can earn $300 to $500 on integrated videos and up to $1,500 for videos dedicated to a sponsored brand or product. And it's not just videos. Influencers also earn big through competition. Leagues like Overwatch offer millions in winnings, but they also sign players to annual contracts that include health insurance, housing, and retirement benefits on top of hefty salaries. With all of this in mind, you might want to quit your day job. It turns out a pretty simple word swap can help you say no to things more easily. And Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, I hear it's all about how you phrase things.
That's right, Kristen. If you're bad at saying no to people, then there's a simple word trick that can help you avoid getting roped into things. Basically, stop saying, I can't. Instead, say, I don't. Let's say a friend invites you to buy an expensive concert ticket. If you say, I can't go, then they might just go, come on, or argue or ask you a million questions until you just give in so they stop arguing with you. But if you say, I don't, as in, I don't spend my money on tickets I didn't budget for, then that turns your excuse into an affirmation. This is how I live my life. And the phrase, I don't, works when you're talking to yourself, too. If you're on a diet and you say, I don't eat cookies, for example, research suggests you'll be more likely to pass on that snack than if you say, I can't eat cookies. Remember, I can't is temporary, but I don't gives you power. It's a statement of principle that reminds you and everyone else what kind of person you are. That's powerful. Try it for yourself. Kristen?
And I don't want this segment to end. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Staying in shape isn't about just hitting the gym. Your brain is also a muscle that needs to be exercised, and you've got to work it out if you want to keep your memory strong and healthy. Nelson Dellis is a USA memory champion and says there are four main pillars of brain health. One, diet. According to Dellis, the general rule of thumb is what is good for your body is good for your brain, and avoiding processed foods, sugars, and carbs will give you mental clarity. Number two, physical training. Aerobic exercise has been proven to better your memory and cognitive function. And third, social interaction. Not only does socializing boost your quality of life, but studies have shown that elderly women with a larger social network are less susceptible to dementia than their counterparts. And finally, brain training. Challenging your brain on a regular basis takes effort, but it's well worth it in the long run. Dellis recommends things like doing puzzles, learning a new language, or reading something new or difficult. And I already forgot the first three tips, so I should probably start doing these brain workouts now. All right, when you think of a motorcycle club, a big guy covered in tattoos with lots of facial hair maybe, typically comes to mind. But check out the Carmel Curves, an all-female African-American motorcycle club based in New Orleans, and they're anything but typical. They wear heels, spew out pink exhaust, have custom matching jackets, and helmets ridged with mohawks. The Carmel Curves are made up of 13 women, and they can be spotted cruising around town on any given Sunday. They have what they call bike names, like Coco, True, Pretty Rocky, and First Lady Foxy. And although they all lead very separate lives outside of the club, it's their love of motorcycles that brings them together. Not all male bike riders have accepted the Carmel Curves, but Michael Strong, founding member of the Saints and Sinners, says they got a whole lot of men intimidated by them because when they show up, they show out. When they came along, they changed the game. You had the hottest females riding the baddest bikes and doing the biggest stunts. The Carmel Curve say they're breaking barriers and creating a legacy. Sounds like they're doing a great job on both fronts so far. In 2016, American electricity consumers experienced an average of 112 minutes without power during an outage. But a natural disaster or major event can push an outage to upwards of 20 hours. Consumer Reports recommends five steps that will safely get you through a prolonged power outage. First, write down important information like phone numbers and addresses because your cell phone will likely die at some point. Secondly, if there's no damage to your house, you can still cook food using a gas stove or even your grill. Third, know how to operate your generator safely. An average of 66 people die every year of carbon monoxide poisoning from the generator. Fourth, if you don't have a generator, unplug all of your appliances. When power lines are damaged, there can be a surge in electricity when the power is restored, which can destroy your appliances. Unplugging them will avoid that. And finally, once you're sure your family's safe, check on your neighbors to see if they need help, especially the elderly who may have trouble navigating without lights. And here's my personal sixth tip. Write all these down so you don't forget them. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 4 Dallas, one group isn't just bringing kids together for a fun hobby. They're providing them valuable life lessons and are having fun while doing it. The Dallas Crew at Rec Camp brings together hundreds of kids to promote and teach the benefits of rowing crew and canoeing.
Just the idea of being in time and being able to communicate with other team members, work in a large group. I really think that can kind of translate not only to rowing, but also translates to life and work and different things like that as well.
And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, when Liz Gutierrez noticed the growing disparity gap in her Wimauma, Florida community, she wanted to do something about it. So she started the nonprofit Enterprising Latinas to help Latino women in the community have a positive economic future.
We know that if we invest in women, we're investing in an entire family. We're investing in the community.
The program offers culinary and childcare training in order to give the women the skills they need to have a financially secure future. Listen to this. An estimated 4 billion people around the world struggle to access safe and healthy drinking water. That's according to the World Economic Forum's Global Risks Report. And with it being in one of the driest regions in the world, there's arguably no city more affected than Dubai. With experts predicting a population growth of 30% in the next 10 years, Dubai is expected to house over 3.4 million people by 2030, which presents an enormous challenge when it comes to supplying the city with clean drinking water. And And with alternative water producing methods proving to be too costly and inefficient, a Dubai-based engineering firm has an idea so crazy it actually might work. The National Advisor Bureau has announced plans to tow an iceberg from Antarctica to Dubai as a way to provide the city with the amount of fresh drinking water they'd need to survive. With investments already totaling over $60 million, the project is much farther along than you'd think, with plans underway to use satellite imaging to select an iceberg set to get underway sometime in the next few months. But of course, there are numerous questions around towing an iceberg, like what happens when, not if, the iceberg melts. Well, the company says that even if 30% of the iceberg does melt, they would still be able to provide 100 to 200 million cubic meters of fresh water, which can keep close to 1 million people hydrated for 5 years. So it might sound crazy, but it seems like for a challenge this big, it's going to take an even bigger idea to solve it. Okay, here are some important health headlines you need to know. A new study linked light from smartphones and other screens to macular degeneration. It's one of the leading causes of vision loss in the U.S. Researchers at the University of Toledo study the effects of blue light on chemicals and cells in the body. A chemical in the eye called retinol sends signals of what we see to the brain. The team found that when retinol is exposed to blue light, a chemical reaction kills photoreceptor cells that eyes use to capture visual images. The researchers recommend taking breaks when working on screens for extended periods of time. In our next story, drowsy drivers cause thousands of crashes every year. But what if they could be tested, like drivers suspected of being intoxicated? A team of UK researchers has developed a blood test that can reveal if a person is sleep deprived. An algorithm was able to analyze the blood samples by looking at 68 genes linked to sleep deprivation. The test was about 92% accurate. The researchers say identifying those genetic markers is the key to developing a test that can tell how much sleep someone's had before getting behind the wheel. And finally, we know exercise is important, but it can be hard to make the time. Now a team of researchers says that just 2 minutes of high-intensity interval training can deliver similar benefits to 30 minutes of moderate exercise. HIIT involves short bursts of intense exercise broken up by brief periods of rest. Scientists found almost no difference in the respiration or metabolism of the two groups. The study's authors say their findings could mean workouts can be prescribed based on how much time we have or how little. In 2018, Americans received $1 trillion in Social Security benefits. With disability, Medicare, or retirement benefits better understood, investment site The Motley Fool has broken down some lesser-known benefits many leave unclaimed. First, benefits on an ex-spouse's work history, which kick in if you were married for 10 or more years. If your ex is living, you lose potential benefits by remarrying, but can reclaim them if your subsequent marriage also ends. If your ex has passed, you retain the right to survivor benefits if you remarry after age 60. Motley Fool suggests taking advantage of the lump sum death payment, where eligible spouses and children of recently deceased recipients can receive a payment of $255. Spouses can also receive monthly survivor benefits if their working spouse passes prematurely. This is in addition to the survivor's own benefits and can be claimed as early as 60. Look for more benefits in 2019. Americans are expected to see the highest Social Security adjustment in 7 years. Well, Google has a plan to help people with hearing issues. The company has announced it'll add support for hearing aids to future versions of its Android operating system. Users will be able to stream audio from apps and calls on their Android smartphone directly to their hearing aid. They can also use the phone to monitor hearing aid battery life and make volume adjustments. The technology uses Bluetooth Low Energy, which Google says will keep the sound quality high without hurting the phone's battery life. Until now, Android users with hearing aids had to have extra hardware to link the two together or take their hearing aid out to use the phone by itself. The World Health Organization says there are about 466 million people with disabled hearing loss around the globe. 85% of the world's smartphones run Android. GN Hearing is working with Google to make the first hearing aids that support the streaming. The company hopes hearing aids with the new technology will be on sale early next year. Well, here's a question. Do you suffer from insomnia? Whether it's stress, caffeine, or a medical condition, some 30% of adults do. Rather than spend the night tossing and turning, Men's Health Magazine has some tips to help you fall asleep. First, create a routine and stick to it. Going to bed and waking up at the same time each day and not deviating more than 30 minutes. Don't exercise 4 hours before bed. Cardio boosts your body's temperature, which might interfere with your sleep. Also, avoid napping during the day and drinking alcohol too late. Both disrupt your natural rhythm and leave you groggy when you wake. Turn off screens. The bright light stops the brain from making melatonin, the hormone that regulates sleep. And don't force it. Staring at the clock only makes you more anxious. If you're in bed more than 20 minutes, get up, grab an herbal tea, read, and go back when you're actually tired. Follow these, and hopefully you can rest a little bit easier tonight. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.